Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you here this night. Amen. As Pastor Felipe was mentioning, amen, I've been saved over going on 4 years now here within the church. Amen. And I just want to take this time to thank the Lord for my salvation. Amen. I stepped into the church over 4 years ago. I got saved. Amen. And, you know, God stepped into my life. He saved me from drug addiction. Amen. I was a drug addict out there here on the streets of Milwaukee, an alcoholic, gangbanger. Amen. In and out of trouble. I couldn't stay out of trouble. Right. Amen. And I just want to thank God for this ministry. He stepped into my life and he's used this ministry in a very, very powerful way to transform my life. Right, when I was trying different places, detox centers, I was in and out of the county jails. My parents, they tried the very best that they could do for my life, right? But I didn't want to listen. I was in too much trouble, right? I could never stay out of trouble. But as I stepped into this ministry, as I stepped into the will of God, it took the power of God to change my life. And I've been here ever since. Amen. I graduated the men's room, as Pastor Felipe was sharing. He was able to be there with me and disciple me and train me and work with me in many different areas. And here this night, I just stand grateful before you, amen, to be saved and even to have an opportunity here this night to share the word of God here on Facebook, amen, live, amen, as we're tuning in and here within this crisis that we're going through, amen. We're still having church, we're still preaching the gospel, we're still serving, amen, and nothing's going to stop our praise. Amen. Praise the Lord. But here this night, as I get into the word, I'm not going to share too long. Amen. I just want to just share this message that God has placed within my heart. Amen. And I know that our very own pastor, right, we've been speaking about an area of building. Amen. We've been speaking about an area called building God's kingdom, right? And we know that God is doing something special, something different. We're stepping into a new era. We're stepping into a new level. We're stepping into something new, spiritually, supernaturally, within our church. And we see God moving in a special way here within Victory Outreach in Milwaukee. Amen. And I just want to still touch up on the area of building. Amen. And I just want to share this word here tonight. For those that are tuning in, amen, I just want you to grab your Bibles. Amen. They're there wherever you're at in your living room. In your bedroom, amen. Praise the Lord. Go ahead and just grab your Bibles and turn to the book of Titus, chapter 3. Chapter 3, verse 1. We're going to read a couple verses here this night. Amen. If you want to take notes, take some notes. I believe the Lord wants to speak to you tonight, amen, in a special way. Here this night, I'm just going to go ahead and just start reading. The Bible says, remind the believers to submit to the government and its officers. They should be obedient, always ready to do what is good. They must not slander anyone and must avoid quarreling. Instead, they should be gentle and show true humility to everyone. Verse 3 says, once we too were foolish and disobedient, we were misled and became slaves to many lusts and pleasures. Our lives were full of evil and envy, and we hated each other. But when God, our Savior, revealed His kindness and love, He saved us not because of the righteous things He had done, but because of His mercy. He washed away our sins, giving us a new birth and life, and a new life through the Holy Spirit. Verse 6 says, He generously poured out the Spirit upon us through Jesus Christ our Savior. Because of His grace, He declared us righteous and gave us confidence that we will inherit eternal life. This is a trustworthy saying, and I want you to insist on these teachings so that all who trust in God will devote themselves to doing good. These teachings are good and beneficial for everyone. Do not get involved in foolish discussions about spiritual pedigrees or in quarrels and fights about obedience to Jewish laws. These things are useless and a waste of time. People are causing divisions among you give a first and second warning after they have nothing more to do with them. For people like that have turned away from the truth and their own sins condemn them. Amen. We're just going to go ahead and just pray. Amen. Just go ahead and just bow your heads and close your eyes. We're going to open up in prayer. Father in heaven, we come before you here this night, God. Pray right now, God, that the word that you just settled within my heart, Lord God, that you would just transmit, my God, here online, God, to that man, to that woman, to that young person, Lord Father God. Pray right now, my God, that you will use this device, this tool, my God, social media, my God, just to impact, God, a hurting generation, a people that are struggling, a people that are troubled, my God. And maybe there was a people that wanted to come to church, God, but had no transportation, God, but God, you're using online and social media, my God, just to preach the gospel, God. And Lord, we're asking that you will receive glory and honor. I pray that you will use me to effectively communicate your word here tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Here tonight, I want to just give this title, amen. The title of my message is An Immovable Spirit in the Will of God. An immovable spirit in the will of God, right? And see, we all know that the Apostle Paul, right, he was writing this letter to a young person, right? And this young person happened to be a young minister in the making, amen? He was a young minister in the making, amen? He was there in position, he was there on an island, right? He was there, he took on an assignment, he took on a role, he took on a responsibility, amen? And that spiritual assignment was to oversee and appoint elders, leaders in different churches, right? According to God's kingdom. There was something special that God had for this young man's life. There was something special that God had in mind for an individual's life. A person that was immovable. Amen. This was something familiar, and this was something normal to the Apostle Paul. This was something that Paul was called to do. The Apostle Paul was a man that built churches, established churches, raised up churches, sent out churches, amen, ministered to men, ministered to people. He was there for people, right? And we all know that what Paul used to be, he was an individual that murdered the Christians. He was an individual that was entangled in sin. He was a person that was in darkness. He was a person that was involved in the world to the max, right? That's who Paul was. His name was Saul before he even came Paul. Amen. But Paul was a man of God, right? Paul was an individual that was helping men to be developed and mature so they could serve Jesus, so they could serve God and build something for God within his kingdom, right? And see, I really believe that that Paul was doing all that he could do to impart in these men into the life of Titus, into the life of a young pastor, into the life of somebody that was open and receptive to what God had for his life, right? And I believe that God has something special for people like us, right? God has called a people, amen, and I believe maybe God has called you, right? You feel like maybe God is calling you, and you know, you have family that may go to church, right? You may have somebody that's in your family that go to church and that's serving God and maybe praying for you, right? And I'm here to let you know that God has a plan for your life. That God has a calling for your life, right? You see, God is raising up some people within Victory Outreach in Milwaukee that can impart in others, that can minister the gospel, right? That's able to transmit the word of God. Amen. And see, I really believe that these men had an openness and willingness to answer the call of God, right? Because there was the Apostle Paul, he was not only training and discipling young Titus, but he was also working with a young man called Timothy. He was also working with a young man called Timothy, right? And see, there's some young people out there, I believe, that God wants to use. I really believe that there's some young people out there on social media, right, that may be troubled and struggling with areas, right? All these men, they didn't have it all together, right? They weren't perfect, right? There was times where they struggled. There was times where they battled with fear, insecurities, right? There was times where I came into the ministry and I was battling with fear and insecurities, depression, and man, I didn't know what was going on, right? But see, when you get a little bit closer to Jesus, when you open your heart to Jesus, when you have a willingness to Jesus, right? God is able to impart something special. God is able to transform you. God is able to do something special with an individual's life. Come on, somebody type amen if you agree with me here. Comment amen if you agree with me here this night. Amen. See, there was a young man in position and desire to fulfill the purpose of God. Right? There was a spiritual thirst. There was a hunger. There was something that they were hungry. They had a hungry spirit. They had a thirsty spirit for God's righteousness. And see, that's what the Bible says. Those that hunger and thirst for righteousness, you shall be filled. You shall be satisfied. Right? I don't know about you, but when I was in the world, I was thirsty. Come on, somebody. I was hungry. Right? I was hungry and thirsty for the wrong things. I was craving the wrong things. I was drinking alcohol. I was gangbanging. Right? I was sleeping around with different women. I was partying. I was using drugs. I was craving for the wrong things, for darkness. Right? And little did I know, it led me into deeper places. I ended up in the county jail. I ended up being beaten to death on the streets. I ended up being stabbed. I had guns pulled out on me, right? I was displaying darkness. There was something in my life, right, that I couldn't handle. I just had no control over, right? But see, I believe that God saw something special within my life. He's decided to use it for His honor and glory here that I've been saved, right? The Bible says we serve a jealous God. He's a jealous God. Amen. He's placed something within us. He's created us so that we can worship Him, so that we can serve Him for His purposes, right? At one time in my life, I was serving the enemy's purposes. I was serving the enemy in his assignments, right? There was an assignment that he had for my life, and it was destructing my life. It was destroying my life, right? My family didn't know what to do with me anymore. Girlfriends were breaking up with me. Nobody wanted to be around with me no more, right? Ending up in jail. The enemy was destroying my life. He was literally, I almost died out there. He was trying to kill my life, right? But I thank God, amen, that He saved me, that He's rescued me. Amen. He's building something within my life, that He's doing something special within my life. And it's not only for my life, but it's for your life. It's for other lives, right? And I got a question for you here tonight, there in your home, there that you may be online and tuning in. You may be going through YouTube and Netflix, and you may be just scrolling through Facebook, and maybe you know me, and you're just scrolling in, you're just seeing what, man, this is brother, that's Paige, right? I used to kick it with him on the streets, amen. Right, I got a question for you. Do you have a desire to serve God? Do you have a desire within your life? Do you have an openness within your life to change, to rise up in these difficult times that we're living in? Because we're living in crisis right now. We're living in some hard times. We're living in some tough times right now. We're living in some rough times. We're living in difficult times right now. Amen. Do you have a desire within you to serve Jesus? Do you have a desire within you to get close to God? Right? Because the Bible says the only way to get to the Father is through His Son, Jesus. That's the only exception, the Bible says. If you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus, there's no telling that you may make it up there. Right? Because the Bible says that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. That's his assignment. That's his role. That's his mission. That's his task. Right? I'm here to tell you, my friend, here tonight, that the enemy is at work. He's at his finest works right now. And as our pastor was sharing on Sunday morning, right, he may be successful right now on shutting down the physical church. But come on, somebody, there's a spiritual church activating within our lives that's not shutting down. The devil can't shut us down, amen, in our lives, in our spiritual lives, because the Bible says that we are the true temple of the Holy Spirit. We are the temple of God. We are the true church of God. Amen. We're still having powerful devotions. We're still having powerful Bible studies. We're still having powerful times of prayer here in Victory Outreach, Milwaukee. Amen. There's still powerful discipleship taking place. There's still hands-on taking place within Victory Outreach,
Milwaukee, there's still men being imparted into. And see, this is what the Apostle Paul was doing. This is what the Apostle Paul was sharing with young Titus. Amen. To impart in other people, in other men. Amen. Even in difficult times. Right? And I believe that these men, they were facing difficult times and they were still answering the call of God. They still had a hunger and thirst to answer God's call. Amen. And I got a question, right? If you're in ministry, if you're in church, right, are you going to get bummed out? Right? Is your focus going to get off of Jesus when something takes place? When your leader talks to you incorrectly? Right? When something's taking place and we're facing difficult times, are you going to get bummed out? Are you going to walk away? Are you going to run away from God's call? That's my question for you here tonight. The Bible says we must fix our eyes on Jesus. He's the author and the perfecter of our faith. We don't walk by sight. Amen. We walk by faith. And it gets hard and it gets tough. I'd be a liar if I told you here tonight that I didn't get tempted, right, by falling into different relationships. Or, amen. If I didn't get tempted, amen, by taking a high-paying job that's going to interfere with ministry, I'd be a liar if I tell you I didn't almost fall into temptation. But temptation is real, right? I had to stay focused on Jesus. I had to stay focused on the cross of Jesus. Everything that God has done within my life, I can't get bummed out when something takes place in ministry, when my leader talks to me incorrectly, right? And it's going to happen. It's going to happen, right? Are we going to take our eyes off of what Jesus has done within our lives, right? I'm here to answer the call of God. Are you here to answer the call of God? Type amen right now. Amen. If you hear the sound of my voice, type amen right now in that comment. Say, I'm here to answer God's call for my life. Amen. It wasn't easy for the life of Timothy. It wasn't easy for the life of Titus. Right? This spiritual journey. Right? In this spiritual journey, it's going to come with spiritual challenges. Spiritual battles are going to take place, right? We're at spiritual war right now. We're at war right now. We're being trained and equipped, right? I was trained, as Pastor Felipe said, man, he went to the UTC. He was in the mat. I was trained and equipped for this, man. If I didn't endure the process of the men's home, if I didn't let God do a work in the UTC when I wanted to come back home, I wanted to call my dad. Pops, if you're tuning in, Mom, if you're tuning in, I wanted to give you guys a call. Amen. To send me a plane ticket to come back because, man, I was going through it at the UTC when I was being trained and equipped. I wanted to leave God's process, right? But if I didn't endure, if I didn't press in, right? If I didn't go to my leaders, if I didn't go to God in prayer, there was no way I'd be able to make it in some difficult times that I may be facing here this day. Amen. Some difficult times. It's difficult times, but I thank God for His grace and His mercy. This spiritual journey is not easy, right? But with the strength of God, amen, I'm able to endure. I'm able to conquer some of these challenges that come my way. I'm able to battle and I'm able to endure through temptation. Amen. See, these men, they faced many challenges involving their service in building the kingdom of God, building God's kingdom. They endure some hard times. They endure some challenges. See, you're going to face some challenges if you want to get close to Jesus. I'm here to tell you that right now. If you say, you know what, I'm a believer. I serve Jesus. I'm involved in Victory Outreach Milwaukee. I'm involved in Victory Outreach Chicago. Wherever you may be, I'm going to this church, that church. You're going to get into some challenges. You're going to face some battles. Right? You're going to face some battles. And see, I believe these men, they witnessed and discovered some tough and hard times on the battlefield of serving Jesus, right? And see, what encouraged these men, they seen that their leader was going through it. They seen the Apostle Paul, he went through it. There was a model, there was a leader, there was an example that was set before them. Amen? There was an example set before them. They said, you know what, if our leader can do it, then we can do it, right? If they saw that, and they were able to apply the same area, amen, I also believe they had a gratitude within them because the power of God's Spirit stepped into their lives, and they no longer belong to the devil or to this world any longer. If you go with me to right there, the same chapter, I'm going to read verses 1. Read a couple of verses again. Verses 1 through 7. It says, remind the believers to submit to the government and its officers. They should be obedient, always ready to do what is good. They must not slander anyone and must avoid quarreling. Instead, they should be gentle and show true humility to everyone. Once we too were foolish and disobedient, we were misled and became slaves to many lusts and pleasures. Our lives were full of evil and envy, and we hated each other. But when God our Savior revealed His kindness and love, He saved us not because of the righteous things He had done, but because of His mercy. He washed away our sins, giving us a new birth and a new life through the Holy Spirit. He generously poured out the Spirit upon through Jesus Christ our Savior. Because of His grace, He declared us righteous and gave us confidence that we will inherit eternal life. Amen. And how many thank God that you aren't who you used to be anymore? Right, I believe some of you are saved online and tuning in, right, wanting to get a little bit more of Jesus, allowing Jesus to speak to you here this night. How many thank God that you're no longer that same person you used to be? How many thank God that you're no longer out there on those streets no more? How many thank God you're no longer, you're cussing and you're being violent, you're no longer stealing, right, you're no longer cheating, you're no longer out there, amen, doing corruptible things. Amen. I thank God that I'm in the house of God. I thank God that I'm in my right state of mind. I thank God that He's brought me a long way. Amen. I thank God that I'm able to come to church, that I'm able to serve God in ministry. Amen. I thank God for this opportunity that He's given me. Amen. And see, God was trying to awaken the children of Israel. Right, God was trying to awake the children of Israel. They were walking in circles for 40 years, right? Walking in rebellious and stubbornness, right? Where God wanted to take them through this process, amen. But they didn't want to do it God's way. They wanted to do it their way, right? And see, there's times where that God wants to take you through a process. And He wants to take you a little further, right? There's things that He's going to want to take out of your life, amen. But you decide to go your way. It's not going to go your way. Amen. Right? You're going to find yourself falling. You're going to find yourself failing. You're going to find yourself unsuccessful. Right? I've seen it too many times. Already being in ministry 4 years. And there's no way. I learned from those mistakes. I said, there's no way I can do that one. There's no way I can fall. There's no way I can try to make myself. Amen. I may have many plans, but the Lord's plan, His purpose is prevailed, the Bible says. There was many times where I wanted to do stuff my way. And I thought it was cool, I thought it was good, I was straight. And there was times where I thought it was okay to go my way. But there was no way that God was allowing me to do that. And I thank God for His mercy and His grace. Amen. The children of Israel, they were walking in 40 years. Amen. I don't want to be a disciple. I don't want to be a servant of Jesus, right, that rebels against the calling of God. I want to be a disciple that says yes and amen, because the Bible says that's what His promises are. I'm here to tell you that when you say yes and amen to God, His promises are faithful to come through for your life. He's able to bless you spiritually. Amen. He's able to open up more doors for your life. He's able to give you more opportunity for your life. Amen. The plans of God and the promises of God, they stand. Amen. And see, there's three major keys I want to share with you tonight. And I'm going to close it. Amen. There's three major keys I'm just going to get through here tonight. And I want to share with you in order to position yourself. Amen. In order to be immovable in God's kingdom, in God's will. Amen. The first one I want to share with you tonight is that you must be loyal. Amen. In God's kingdom. You must be loyal. You must be available. In God's kingdom. You must be loyal and available in God's kingdom. Right? Throughout the Bible, we see that God himself, he's searching and he's seeking. The Bible says that he seeks those that are going to worship him in spirit and in truth. Right? He's looking for men and women and youth that are gonna truly worship him in spirit and in truth. Right? I see myself, I find myself serving in ministry, serving God, going on 4 years. June 10th will be 4 years. 3.5 years I've been saved. I find myself serving Jesus in spirit and in truth. I see myself praying in spirit and in truth. The Bible says we gotta pray in spirit. Amen. With all supplication and petition, we must do everything in the Spirit. Amen? If we want to be true disciples, we got to be available to the Spirit of Jesus. And we see that he's looking for men and women throughout the Bible. We see that he's searching for willing vessels, right? And we see that even in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17, I didn't give the scriptures, amen? But where the giant Goliath is challenging the Israelites to fight, right, he's challenging to go to war. He's challenging to come to battle, right? And what we see in this chapter, right, what we see in this particular book, we see that there was a young radical man of God, right? There was a young man that was just saying, you know what, man, I'll rise up. This may look difficult right now. This is a hard one, right? But I know who my God is, right? I know the God that saved me. I know the God that stepped into my life. I know that Jesus that will never leave me nor forsake me, the Bible says. I know that I have a mighty weapon, the sword of the Spirit, the Bible says, right, that I can fight with. Come on, somebody. Amen. And see, there was a young radical man that stood with the sword of the Spirit. Amen. Come on, somebody. He stood on God's word. He said, you know what, man? He says, I'm going to come. And amen. He threw that rock. Come on, somebody. Right? He said, man, I command this person, man, in the name of Jesus, come on, somebody, right? He came with the almighty tool of God, the name of God. He came with God's word. He came with the name of God. And he was able to defeat that giant. Amen? You know how it goes. You know the story. Amen? And see, we even see that Saul and his men, they were terrified, the Bible says. They were shaking. They were terrified. But there was a young man that rose up. Right? Are you willing to rise up? Are you willing to rise up in these difficult times? Are you willing to face this giant? Right? Are you willing to face this giant? Are you willing to still have church online? Are you willing to still ask questions online? As Pastor Felipe was mentioning, are you still willing to question and throw some questions and some comments online there? Are you desiring God's word? Right? These men were terrified. Saul was terrified with his men. What big giants lie? Amen. What lying giant has been keeping you from coming close to Jesus? Is there a giant that's keeping you from getting closer to Jesus? What is that giant that's keeping you coming to Jesus? Is it partying? Right? Are you not willing to give up? Right, then maybe that spouse, amen, and you're more focused on a relationship, or you're more focused on a job, or you're more focused on money, on partying. What is that giant? What is that lying devil? What is that giant that's keeping you? Could it be thinking that you're fearing? Is it stubbornness, being prideful? What is it? Right? We all face battles. We all have insecurities. I'm here to tell you that there's a God that's able to release that. Right? The Bible says, cast all worry and anxiety unto him, for he cares for you. That's what the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. That's the scriptures of God. Amen? The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17, for the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There is a freedom in Jesus. There's a freedom in God. And I believe that that's what King David had. There was a spirit that arose within him. Right? He rose up to the plate. He didn't allow this giant to scare him. He didn't allow this giant to conquer him. He didn't allow this giant to fear to overtake him. Right? He rose up and he killed this giant, right? He was a behind the scene warrior. He was radical for God. He was victorious for Jesus. Right? I don't know about you, but I was radical out there for the enemy. I was gangbanging. I was banging colors. I was gangbanging my hat, tilting my hat to the right. And I was radical out there. I didn't care. I was looking at you the wrong way. If I seen that you were wearing the opposite color, if you were wearing black and yellow, it was on. It was on. If you were wearing the wrong colors, black and red, it was on. If you were wearing black and blue, it was on. Right? I was radical for the gang that I was representing. When he got all types of crazy tattoos on me, all gang affiliated. Right? When I would get caught up by the cops and take pictures of my tattoos, I don't even know if I'm listed as a gang member in the system. They might have put me as a gang member in the system. I don't know. Right? But I know what my colors are truly showing now, that I'm a representative of Jesus. Right? I want to be radical for Jesus. Amen. The stuff that I speak to my leaders, the stuff that I'm speaking to my pastor, right? I'm opening my heart. I'm saying, you know what, man? I'm there. You know, I'm there. I'm in position. Right? Because I want to serve Jesus. I want to do what God has called me to do. Right? I don't want the devil to come and have his way no longer within my life. The Bible says I go back, it's going to be seven times wicked. It's going to be seven times worse. And man, I was messed up. I was already demon-possessed. My mother would tell you. My dad would tell you. There was times where I couldn't sleep. 6 years being tormented by demons, by devils. I could not go to sleep unless I was intoxicated with alcohol. I had to go to sleep every night for 6 years under the influence of alcohol. And allow me to have a good night's sleep. If not, I was being terrified. I was being spooked. Amen? There's no way that I can look back, man. I want to do this for Jesus. I want to do this for Jesus. An immovable spirit in the will of God. Type amen if you agree with me here tonight. You see, that's what David was. Right? He was a man that was loyal to the kingdom of God. He was a man that was available to the kingdom of God. See, I simply place here, see, an individual that's available and loyal to God's kingdom, right, will receive blessings from God. Will receive blessings from God. Simple point here. But if you remain available to Jesus, if you remain loyal to God in the tough times, in the hard times, and even the good times, and you're able to stand through a trial, you're able to stand through a battle, man, you're able to conquer that, man, you see the blessings of God come upon your life. You will see them come upon your life, spiritually, financially, whatever it is, you see a door that will open for your life. I'm here to testify here that to your life here this night. Amen. I've experienced it. I'm experiencing it here this day. Amen. See, there's a spiritual strengthening and power that takes place within one's life when you become available and loyal in God's kingdom. There's a strengthening. There's a spiritual power that's enlightening within your life. There's a spiritual progression, right, out of nowhere that begins to unfold and begins to reveal within your life. Amen. There's others that are able to see, man, that person's growing, that man is growing, that woman is growing, that young person's growing, right? Oh, man, they're answering the call of God. They're there, they're serving, they're armor-bearing, right? Man, they're radical for Jesus. Wow, look at them, man. They're answering the call. They're rising up. They're taking their place. They want to serve Jesus. They're worshiping Jesus. They're praying. They're interceding. They're taking notes. They're being open. They're being obedient. They're answering the call of God. They're saying yes and amen. These are good signs. These are great signs. Amen. That God is able to enlighten somebody's life. It's opening. God reveals it. He unfolds it. Right? The Bible says what we do in private. Come on, somebody. He openly rewards them. That's in Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. Go ahead and just write it down wherever you're at. It says, it's in Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. Just write it down. The question here tonight that I have for you, are you willing to be loyal? You may be loyal and available to that spouse, that girl, that man. You may be available and loyal to your job.
to social media, come on somebody, I check my Facebook, amen. And I guess I'm loyal to that. But I'm loyal to Jesus first. I gotta seek God's kingdom. See, we gotta be a people that are gonna seek God first when we wake up before we get onto our social media. Right? We gotta be a people that are gonna seek God's kingdom first. Right? He's gotta be the first that comes. He's gotta be number one. He's gotta be top priority. And then the rest comes. Amen. Are you willing to be loyal to Jesus? He's open to you. He's giving you an opportunity, right? Matthew chapter 23, verse 23. I'm gonna read this scripture here tonight. It talks about us giving, being givers of Jesus. Amen. I want to be a giver to God. Matthew chapter 23, verse 23 says, "What sorrow awaits you teachers of religious law and you Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are careful to tithe even the tiniest income from your herb gardens, but you ignore the more important aspects of the law, justice, mercy, and faith. You should tithe, yes, but do not neglect the more important things." Amen. You see, the Bible was talking about these religious teachers. These Pharisees speaking one thing, and they were not supplying another thing, right? And see, I just wanted to share this with you. I believe it's important, as even Pastor Felipe was picking up the tithe offering, it's important that we give to God's kingdom if we want to be loyal and available to God. I believe that this area of giving is very, very important. Amen. If we want to see God do something radical within our lives, because that's what the Bible does say. He says that we can test him in this area and see that he does not open up a window in heaven and pour it upon your life. Amen. I've seen it happen. Right? And see, I place you, see, they were speaking a word, amen, but they were not backing it up. In other words, there was no spiritual action. We have to be a people that spiritually act on this area of giving as well to God's kingdom. See, in order to be loyal and to be available to Jesus, to God, it's going to take a spiritual response. It's going to take a spiritual response. Are you going to respond to it? Are you going to walk it? Are you going to apply it? Right? There was many, many times that I was given to the connection out there in the streets. I feel like I made the liquor store $1 million. Because I was at the liquor store every single day. Right? I was investing. I was imparting in the kingdom of darkness. And how much more can I do it for Jesus? How much more can I surrender my life for Jesus? I feel blessed every time I give my all. Amen. If I give my energy to Jesus. He refreshes me. He re-strengthens me. I'm here to tell you he's able to do that for you as well. Amen. It's going to take a spiritual response. Right? Our very own pastor, he's looking to see who's available. He's looking to see who's the next loyal man or woman or young person. He's looking. The man of God is looking. God is even looking. Amen. I want to be that person that our pastor can look to that say, "Man, you know what? That man's loyal. He's available. He's there. You know, he's there, man. You know, I call my pastor. I'm there open with my pastor. Right? There's times where he's like, "Man, I gotta do this real quick. I'll get back to you. Amen, pastor. Amen. I'm just still there. I'm still waiting for him. Amen. I'm in position. Seeking God. Being open to Jesus. Amen. See, I see that there was even an openness in the life of Titus. There was a willingness to him and even to do something special to build God's kingdom, right? He was taking on this responsibility. He was taking on this ministry, no matter how hard the sacrifice was, right? He gave his service to God, right? But he was following the spiritual leadership of the Apostle Paul, right? Do you see and witness a spiritual work that takes place before you? Is there somebody spiritual that you see before you, that you see that may be loyal, that you see that's available to God, that you can follow, that you can say, "Yeah, you know what? man, I can, if that person can do it, I can do it, right? There was people I looked up to in the world. There was people I was looking up to when I was in the streets, right? But it led me nowhere. There's people that I look up to now in the things of the Lord. And it's taking me forward. It's advancing me. It's allowing me to become successful. It's allowing me to have the victory, right? It's not allowing me to stumble. I'm seeing the works of God take place, amen, within my very own life. Does that not urge you, amen, to give your service to God? Does it not urge you, right, to contact us, to contact this church, to get involved as an usher, to get involved in kids ministry? Our ministry is unique. We have kids ministry. We have a gang ministry called the God's Anointed Now Generation, right? We have young people, we have children. There's a new generation, there's a next generation of young kids, right, that love Jesus, that ask us questions in this church, right? Do you not want to train your children? Do you not want to bring your cousins, your people, around the things of the Lord? Do you not want to see something? Does it not urge you to give your service to God? I'm a part of every ministry in this church, basically. And I thank God for it. I'm able to help out and assist even within the Victory Men's Home, be an example. I'm able to serve within the God's Anointed Now Generation, right? I'm able to help out in kids ministry. I'm able to help out in ushering ministry, right? I'm able to be a greeter. Whatever they want me to do, I'm able to say, you know what, God, I'm presenting my service to you because I did it for the devil. I was doing it for the devil. I was doing it for the wrong things. And now I'm doing it for God. I'm doing it for the good things. The Bible says we must do the good things for good, beneficial things. So we can receive the benefits of good. Right? I'm receiving the benefits of the good. Do you not want to receive the benefits of the good? Amen. I want to remain loyal to God. I want to be open to God. Amen. Not only should we be available and loyal to God, but number two, we should have a spiritual lifestyle called prayer. This would be a spiritual lifestyle called prayer. Spiritual lifestyle called prayer. A very popular and familiar scripture in the Bible, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. I believe we're all very much familiar with this portion of scripture. The Bible says this. It says, seek the kingdom of God above all else. I'm reading out of the New Living Translation. You may have a different translation, but I'm reading out of the NLT. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. Amen. See, in order to build something for God, in order to build God's kingdom, right, you must first seek his kingdom in prayer. There must be a lifestyle of prayer. If you want to build a relationship with Jesus, if you want to get a step closer with Jesus, if you want to do something for God, if you want to fulfill a purpose, right, because this is an assignment that he has for each and every one of our lives, right? He's called each and every one of our lives for a great task, a great mission. Amen. The Bible says that we must make disciples of all nations. It's a commandment. It's the great commission that he's given us to teach others, right? It's an assignment that he has for our lives as Christians, as saved believers, right? God first starts building you to prepare you for greater works in ministry that he has in store for your life, for an individual's life. The Bible continues to say, pray without ceasing. Right? In other words, be immovable in prayer. Be unstoppable in prayer. Wherever you're at, continue to pray. Right? Right there where you're at, you may be watching online, just say, you know what, man, God, I need you to steal a message right now. Maybe this speaker, this preacher right here that's been speaking, man, I need you to do something within my life, God. Right? The prayer of a righteous person availeth much. Right, God sees your heart. Amen. God sees your heart. What I'm doing, I'm planting spiritual seed here this night. I'm giving the word. Amen. Be somebody that continuously improves yourselves in an area called prayer. Be somebody that's being steadfast in prayer. Be somebody that's finding ways to improve your lifestyle in prayer. Get around somebody that's praying, and ask somebody that knows how to pray. Ask questions. The disciples ask questions, right, with Jesus. They said, man, rabbi, teacher, can you teach us how to pray? They could have asked him any question in the book, right? I would ask Jesus, man, can you teach me how to make some money? Amen. Can you teach me how to, you know, to perform a miracle like how you did that? Can you teach me how to preach with fire and power? Right? I would ask Jesus some other stuff. Amen. I'm being honest. But his disciples said, man, rabbi, can you teach us how to pray? Right? You see, even to this day, I ask the Lord, God, teach me how to continuously pray. Right? When you position yourselves in prayer, the Bible says that he intercedes. Come on, somebody. He intercepts. He begins to take over. Right? The Bible says that he begins to groan and moan, and unbearable words come out of our mouths, our tongues. Right? The Holy Spirit takes over. He'll give you what to pray for. Amen. You start praying for a country. You start praying for a continent. You start praying for your family. You start praying for a breakthrough. Right? You start praying for a financial breakthrough. That will come through. Right? Develop that personal life with Jesus. Develop that personal lifestyle of prayer with Jesus. Amen. The Bible says that our spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak, right? Which tells us that God himself, his order wants to fulfill his word. Amen. His spirit wants to fulfill his word. That's what the spirit wants to do. It automatically wants to fulfill what the spirit wants to do, but the flesh wants to fulfill its order itself too. Right? And it wages war, the Bible says. Our spirit and our flesh, it wages war against one another. Right? We're in constant battle every single day. Right? And we choose this day, come on somebody, to serve the Lord. We choose this day to get into prayer. We choose this day to feed the spirit, not the flesh. We choose this day to get into prayer. We choose this day to worship God. We choose this day to get into the word of God. That's what we choose this day. We choose to please the spirit. Right? God is looking for some people that are going to please the Spirit. Right? That's what the Spirit wants to do. Amen. See, an individual that's spiritually in prayer, right, goes forward. An individual that's spiritually in prayer is a person that spiritually goes forward. In other words, you become successful, right? In other words, you become immovable in the things of Christ, right? You receive the victory, amen, when you're going through a battle. And I believe Titus was instructed, you go with me in verse 8 in chapter 3 of Titus. He was instructed. The Bible says in verse 8, this is a trustworthy saying, and I want you to insist on these teachings. This is the Apostle Paul, his leader, telling them this. So that all who trust in God will devote themselves to doing good. These teachings are good and beneficial for everyone. Amen. And see, I believe that a part of this teaching, a part of the instructions that the Apostle Paul was telling them according to God's scripture, was an area of prayer. Right? We see in Mark chapter 11, verse 17. Go ahead and just write it down on your notebook, on your phone, on your tablet, on your laptop. The Bible says, the scriptures declare, my temple will be called a house of prayer for all nations, but you have turned it into a den of thieves. And I believe the part of the discipleship teaching that Titus was instructed to teach was called prayer. Amen. I believe that this was one of the instructions that Titus was instructed to teach on prayer, to teach the people, to teach the believers there how to pray, how to intercede, and how important it is to pray, right? It's important for you and I to pray, even with this coronavirus, right, with this COVID-19
that's taking place, it's important that you and I, we pray against this sickness, man. We pray against this illness, right? And we know that it's part of God's will. Amen. It's part of God's plan. Everything that's taking place, we're in a crisis, yes. Amen. But our job was to continuously pray. Amen. We are the church that prays. We are the church that gets in there and continues to pray for our city. Amen. All those who trust in God will devote themselves to doing good. See, I place here those who trust in God and devote themselves to doing good is going to take the power of prayer to do good. Amen. Those who trust in God and devote themselves to doing good takes the power of prayer and doing good. Amen. That spiritual work, a spiritual work in prayer will better you as a disciple, will better you as a person, a servant of the Lord. Amen. And I don't know about you, but I want to become greater in Jesus. I want to continue to improve in Jesus. How many desire to improve in Jesus? Amen. How many have a desire to become more like Christ? I know I do. And I'm going to go ahead and just jump to the last point here tonight. Not only we must be, amen, open to God and building His kingdom, and amen, and open it, available to God, and having this spiritual life of prayer, but number three, a spiritual desire to evangelize. There's a spiritual desire to evangelize, right? And see, as Victory Outreach Ministry, our job is to evangelize and to witness the gospel, right? Pastor Sonny even shared it once. He said, man, the day that Victory Outreach stop evangelizing is the day that Victory Outreach dies, right? And see, we're not a church that dies. We're a church that continues to evangelize. We're a church that continues to testify to people. We're a church that continues to pray for people. We're a church that continues to share the gospel, the good news of Jesus. How beautiful, the Bible says, are the feet of those that carry the message of salvation. Right? Us carrying the word of God is what pleases God. Amen? The spreading of the Christian gospel is preaching or of personal witnessing. Amen? That's what evangelism is. Spreading the gospel, spreading the Christian gospel publicly, preaching or personal, being a personal witness. Amen. We see even in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 6 through 8. It says, so when the apostles were with Jesus, they kept asking him, Lord, has the time come for you to free Israel and restore our kingdom? He replied, the Father alone has the authority to set those dates and times, and they are not for you to know. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Right? And see, even at this particular time, we even see how the church grew, how it expanded, because they were preaching, they were testifying, they were evangelizing, right? The Holy Spirit came upon them, amen? Has the Holy Spirit came upon you to testify? Has the Holy Spirit invaded your life group or your living room? Has the Holy Spirit invaded your personal life to testify and to share about His goodness, right? See, if the Holy Spirit has invaded your life, amen? You can't help but to testify and to share of God's goodness. You can't help but to share and to help others and teach others, amen, what it is to be a Christian, what it is to be a disciple, right? To exemplify the Word of God. You can't help it, right? There's something inside of you that's stirred up that wants to be beneficial in the things of Christ, right? That desires to do good, amen? You see, that's what the early church had a desire to do. Amen. That's what the Bible says that we will do. Right? The Holy Spirit has come upon us, and we see it throughout Victory Outreach at large internationally. We're a worldwide ministry. We're all across the world. We're in 30 different countries right now. right? All over Latin America and Europe, Amsterdam, right? We're in the Philippines. We're all across the world. We're in the United Kingdom, in the UK. Amen. We're all across the world. And I believe that one day, that man, we are going to reach Asia, then we are going to reach Russia, then we are going to reach Italy. For God's honor and glory, then there's going to be Victory Outreach churches planted in every continent of the world. I believe that. Because the Holy Spirit is powerful, and the Holy Spirit is doing a powerful work. Amen. People are going to get set free, right? People are going to be set free from drug addiction. People are going to be set free from alcoholism. People are going to be set free from prison. Amen. From being locked up in prison. Right? The reason for our spiritual growth in our ministry and for others being added on is because we have a people in our ministry that are preaching and that are witnessing God's word. Right? A spirit of evangelism will move you. Will forward you to testify. It will not hold you back. It will motivate you. It will move you forward. It will move your spirit. You can't help it. You have to share it. That's what the spirit of evangelism does. You can't help but to testify, to share with somebody else. You can't help but to burn the midnight oil and to disciple somebody right next to you, to share with somebody and to talk with them. You can't help it. I find myself doing that. Amen. I find myself doing that in ministry. I find myself doing that in God's will. Right? But for those that want it, do you want it? Right? Do you desire that? Do you want more of Jesus? Do you desire to talk on the phone? Do you desire to text about Jesus? Do you desire to go on your Facebook Messenger, right, and hit somebody up in the church? Maybe one of the church leaders you met. Do you have a desire to hit them up and call them and text them? Do you have a desire to say, hey, man, where's your life group at, man? Do you have a desire to go out to eat with one of us? Come on, somebody. Don't look at my stomach. Amen. I like to eat. Amen. It's all good in the hood. I first nurture myself with Jesus. I got to get with Jesus, then the physical food comes, right? I love Jesus. I got to get with Jesus, amen, so I can testify, so I can share the love of Christ with others. That's our mission, to see Titus, amen, and Timothy, the Apostle Paul, they all had a mission. Their mission was to spread the gospel, to transmit these spiritual teachings of Christ, amen. And I believe the Lord is wanting the same from us, His church, the body of Christ. As the piano comes and makes her way. I believe us as a church, that's our mission. And see, even at this time, God is utilizing what's taking place, this crisis. Yes, he's utilizing the devices. We see all the churches all across the world. They're using social media, right? We see how social media is being used in a negative way, in a wrong way, right? There's sexual behavior, impurity behavior that takes place online. There's people that post, and you know, I'm not judging you if you post, if you get high, smoking, drinking. I was that person. I can show you pictures. I used to do that, right? But I'm here to tell you that God can do something way better for your life. God has something way better for you. Right? You may know somebody that's struggling, right, with addiction. You may know somebody that's in an area of depression. I'm here to tell you that Jesus is able to assist that person. Jesus is able to help you. He did it for me. He did it for our pastors, man. I can call up a dozen people right now to testify behind this mic. And they'll share it with you. Back to back, men, women, young people, they'll testify, they'll share with you. 2 seconds, they'll let you know what God has delivered them from, what God has brought them out of, and what God is doing now within their lives. See, these men had a mission, and here tonight we have a mission. As Victory Outreach Milwaukee, the body of Christ, the children of God, we have a mission.
Right? Our mission is to share the love of Jesus. Our mission is to reach out. Our mission is to preach the gospel. Our mission is to save others. Our mission is to lead others to Christ. I got a question for you tonight. Do you desire to know Jesus? Do you desire to know Jesus? Do you have a desire to get close with God? Do you have a desire to enter His presence? Because when I was in the world, man, it's like I had a relationship with the enemy. The things that I was doing, it led me nowhere. It led me nowhere. And now that I'm with God, and now that I'm with Jesus, now that I'm applying this mission, carrying on this assignment that He's given me, and yes, it gets hard, yes, it gets tough, right? But He empowers me through. I have leaders, I have pastors that are there for me. God is able to give me that strength. I'm here to tell you, you have all the spiritual support. Amen. See, as saved believers, as a church that are hearing me online, we must value and treasure what God has entrusted us with. Right? We're His people. We're his managers. We're His people that carry it out. He's in charge of it. He owns it all. Amen? This mission that we have is not just to be a church of survival, but spreading the word that brings revival. And here tonight, I just want to pray for you. Amen. You're there. You're logged in. You're tuned in. I want to make an altar call, right? You feel like maybe God has touched you and God has spoken to your heart in any shape or form right there where you're at. Amen. I want you just to close your eyes and just open your heart to Jesus. Lift up your hands right there to the Lord. If you're tuning in, you may just be logging in right now, logging in. Somebody may have tagged you. Somebody may have texted you to tune into this message, and you feel like God has spoken to you in any way. I just want to make an altar call to you and just say, Lord, enter my life. Right there where you are, just talk to Jesus. Just right there where you are, just talk to the Lord in your own words. Tell the Lord you love Him. Tell the Lord that, hey, you know what, God, I want to answer the call. I want to open myself to you, God. I may be facing some hard times right now, God, and I don't understand what's taking place, God, but all I know is that you're in control. Just open your heart to Jesus. He sees right with there where you're at. Just talk to Him. Just communicate with Him. I believe God is going to receive great glory and great honor through the spreading of the gospel online. He's going to use this device to please Him, to glorify Him. He's receiving glory right now. If you may be struggling, right, and you feel like, man, that you have no way out, there's a way out. There's an answer for you. His name is Jesus. Jesus. The Bible says He's the way, the truth, and the life. Just talk to Him. Just open your heart to Him right there. Just say, Lord, I want the truth, God. I need the truth. Just tell God, I want to give you my heart right now, Lord. Just enter my heart, God. Tell the Lord to fill you, to touch you, to allow this word to settle in your heart. Say, God, allow this word to just be embedded within my spirit. In your own words, go ahead, just worship Him. You want to worship God, just worship God. Tell the Lord you worship Him. Tell the Lord you love Him. Thank you. pray. Just take a few seconds right there. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. You're in control, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Right there, if you're tuning in, you're logging in. You may just be tuning in. You may just be logging in right now. Amen. If you never personally accept the Lord as your personal Savior, you may have never said the sinner's prayer. Right? And here this night, I just want to give you an opportunity. Amen. Just to repeat after me. Right? The Bible says when you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart that He's your Lord and Savior, the Bible says you'd be saved. Right? But it just takes a step of faith. Right? The Bible says that faith comes by hearing the Word of God. Right? As the Word of God was preached here this night, I pray that there's faith ignited within you. I pray that there's faith increasing within you. And right there where you're at, you may be in your living room, or you're there with your kids, your children. Just silence your phones. Just take this time right there in the presence of God. The Bible says when there's two or more gathered, He's in the center. And the Holy Spirit right now is using social media. He's using this device in a mighty powerful way right now. And I believe lives are going to get saved through this online tuning in, through YouTube and Facebook. Hallelujah, Jesus. Right there where you are, just repeat after me. Say, dear Lord, I thank you for this word tonight. And here this night, I accept you into my heart as my Lord and Savior of my life. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins. And I also believe that you rose again on the third day. Jesus, renew my life, better my life, teach me how to pray, allow me to be who you call me to be, so I can please you for your honor and glory. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you here tonight. Amen. Those that were tuning in here this night, if you have any questions, you can contact us there at Vio Milwaukee. Comment. Amen. We love you. We're praying for you, Milwaukee. And those that were tuning in, God bless you.